Now, our next story, a war of words is brewing between Russia and the UK over the poisoning of a former double agent. The Russian Foreign Ministry has described the British Prime Minister's accusations that Moscow was involved in the attack as a circus show. Russia also said Theresa May's remarks are politically motivated. He added that the British Parliament's debate over the poisoning of the former spy is another political information campaign based on a provocation. Moscow's strong reaction comes minutes after May accused Moscow of conducting the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter last week.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok. Based on the positive identification of this chemical agent by world-leading experts at the Defence Science and Technology Laboratory at Porton Down, our knowledge that Russia has previously produced this agent and would still be capable of doing so, Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations, and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations, the government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
Mr. Speaker, there are therefore only two. May said the Russian ambassador to London has 24 hours to provide the UK government with an explanation. According to the British Prime Minister, London will treat the chemical agent attack as Russia's use of force on British soil if there is no credible response from Moscow. Skripal and his daughter have been in critical condition since March 4th, when they were found unconscious in Salisbury. A policeman who found them was also affected by the chemical agent used in that attack. Now, to discuss that more, we have with us Rustam Safronov, political commentator. Thank you very much, Mr. Safronov, as always, for give us your insights on Press TV. Mr. Safronov, it seems that the UK has set a ticking clock for Russia, and Russia has completely dismissed all the allegations. How far do you think the UK is going to take this, and what exactly are they looking for?
Yeah, that sounds almost declaration of the war, the ultimatum in 24 hours to give an answer. And it just seems the United Kingdom is looking for the role of the leader in anti-Russian campaign in the West. When Washington is too busy with their own internal struggle, the UK is very much targeted Russia lately. And I think all of it leads to the attempt to not just to destabilize Russia before elections, but also to destroy the opportunity for Russia to conduct a World Cup. Football World Cup. That's a big event, and Russia is completely prepared, and a lot of facilities were built during the summer 2018. So I think the next step will be trying to call Western countries or the whole world to ignore that World Cup or move it somewhere to Great Britain or somewhere else.